The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis in Maseches Chulin tells us, Hashoyched Loivid Kechov Mshchitosek Sheiru, Rabbi Lezer Poisel. The halacha is, if somebody shechts an animal on behalf of a goy owned an animal, but he wanted it to be shechted. Why would a goy want an animal to be shechted with a kosher shechita? Maybe he wants to open up a kosher restaurant. I don't know. But in any case, the goy asked the yid to shecht the animal in a way which would render it a kosher animal to be eaten. And the yid did such. The halacha is, it's kosher. Rabbi Lezer poisel. Rabbi Lezer holds that the shechita is possible. Why is the shechita possible? Because it's a kosher shechita. So the Mishnah explains that stam, it's not the case bisman hazeh, but in those days, stam machshava of a goy, when an animal was shechted, was, we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, a regular goy who was superstitious in the times of the Gemara, would always have a machshava that every shechita of an animal should be lechvoid, should be considered a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah tells us, in our sugya, that any shechita which is performed to b'shem, l'shem, Avodah Zarah, renders the shechita invalid. The animal is considered to be an avela, the shechita is pasul. And Rabbi Lezer holds a chiddush, that if the goy is thinking about Avodah Zarah, then that renders the shechita of the yid pasul, as if the yid was thinking l'shem Avodah Zarah. The Gemara compares this, the Gemara in our sugya, in Lamed Ches Amud Beis, compares this to another machlokes, and says that it's the same idea by pigul. We know this halacha, we've learned to Bezes Hashem Meseches Zvochim and Menoches, and we know that a carbon becomes pigul when the person who's shechting the animal thinks that the bosor or anything else should be eaten l'chutz mizmanoi or chutz l'mkoymoi. It's called Machsheves Pigul, or Machsheves Shalai Lishma. The person who is shechting the animal, L'shem, the animal's a carbon oil, and he shechts it L'shem Shlomim, or so on and so forth, any other example like that. The animal becomes Shalai Lishma, becomes possum. In certain cases, the carbon is not a kosher carbon. In certain cases, it's only the Yotzel de Chevosoi of the one who's bringing the carbon, which is called into question. In any case, Bipashtus, the one who could passel the animal, b'shchita shalai l'shma, or pigul, is only the one who's actually performing the avoid, the shchita kabbalah elokah zrika. However, the Gemara brings in Zvachim, one shita, Reb Lezer b'Reb Yosi, that even the owner, shamati, the Gemara says, shabaylam faglin. Not only the one who's performing the avoid that could render the animal passel with a machsheves psul, but even the baylam, if he thinks a machsheves shalai l'shma, or pigul, B'shas the avoida of the kohen, he also renders the animal possible. The same is true l'gabi avoida zara. If the guy who owns the animal thinks that the animal is being shechted l'shem avoida zara, even though the one who's doing the avoida did not think machshav is avoida zara, the animal is considered to be geshechted l'shem avoida zara, and one cannot eat from the meat. Now, there's a famous kasha on this shita, which brings out some fascinating points, both in the lomdis of this type of idea of machsheves psul, both in Maseches Chulin, both in Zvachim and Menachos, as well as some real halacha lemaisa points, and I'd like to discuss this kasha and the classic mahalach to answer this kasha and to bring out some of these points. One of the Goinei Galitzia was called Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel was a Veltz Goyne, Boki, B'chol HaTorah Kula, and he wrote a sefer called Gvurois Shmoinim on a famous kasha, which bothered other Achrayim, and he wrote 80 different terutzim to this kasha, and that's why he called the sefer Gvurois Shmoinim. What was this kasha that he wrote 80 terutzim on? No, it's not the kasha, the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah, not 7, but it's a similar kasha, which bothered great minds for the few centuries before Rabbi Yosef Engel. He was the one who collected all the different terutzim. The Gemara says in Soita, the Pasuk says in Pashas Nosei, Legabi Soita, that when a woman was accused of being an adulteress, when she was accused of being nivellus as an Eishes Ish, she had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdosh to be tested by the Mei HaMa'orim, and she would be tested if she had been faithful to her husband or she was in actuality Mizanah. Before the process was performed, the Torah says that she has to bring a korban seder. She has to bring a minchas seorim, brought from Michael Behema, because the act that she's being accused of, Rashi says in Chumash, is an act of Behema. She has to bring a korban of a minchas seorim. And the Gemara says clearly that if the korban of the minchas seorim is possible, then the whole process of the water will not work. Fregen Achroinim, the famous kasha of all the Achroinim before Rabbi Yosef Engel, was according to the Manda Omar that the Bailam could be Mefagel a carbon, even though the person who's bringing the carbon is not thinking any Machsheves Psul, there's always a way that the woman could passel up the Minchas Soita and thereby render the whole process invalid. While the Kohen is doing the Avodas HaKorban, while he's doing the Kmitza, while he's making the Akhtar Al-Gabi HaMizbech of the Minchas Soirin, she could think of Machsheves Pigel in her mind, which would passel up the whole Minchas Soita. Once the Korban is passed, nobody will know, because she'll think it in her mind. If she thinks Machsheves Pigel, so then the Korban will be passed. Once the Korban is passed, then the whole process of the water won't work, and therefore there's no way that anybody could ever prove that a woman is a Soita. L'chai would be a Raya Mukhrakas. Not like this shita. Now, all the Achronim that asked this kasha point out one crucial fact. That this whole kasha is totally in the Machlokes Rishonim. There's a Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a little small Tosfos, and Tosfos says over there that Machsheves Pigel is not enough to think. If a psul of Pigel was to be rendered onto a carbon, it has to be expressed verbally by the one who's being mefagel the carbon. The Kohen has to say, I am shechting this carbon, that it should be eaten chutzlas mano or chutzlum kaime. It would not be enough to think it. Why is that? Because we know, it's like, Tosfos compares it over there to a shliach, a shomer on a pekodin who thinks that he's going to be shaleach yad, he's going to illegally use the chayfitz which was entrusted to his care, and that would render him a gazlan. So Tosfos says it would not be enough for him to think it, he would have to express it verbally in order to turn him into a gazlan. So too, in order to passel the carbon, would not be enough to think it. Dvarm shebalev l'avid dvarm, in order for it to be chal, to passel the carbon, it would have to be said, and it would have to be diburim, not machshover. And Tosfos said, that's the Shittas Tosfos. The Rambam and the Chinuch, however, argue on Tosfos. So the Achroinim preface this kasha by saying that according to Tosfos, that it has to be expressed verbally, the kasha is not shreya. Because you'll have another Kohen stand right next to the woman, watch her lips, and if she says anything that looks suspicious, you'll start again the process, you'll bring another Minchas Soita, and you'll bring it a second or third time until you see for sure that she did not move her lips and say out loud any Machshava that would passel the Korban Soita. And therefore you can't say that there's no way to bring a Korban Minchas Soita. You can bring it, and you can take the trouble of watching to make sure that she doesn't say anything that would passel the Korban. But according to the Rambam the Chinuch, this is not an Eitzah. Since Machsheves Pigel is chal even b'machsheves hamefagel, so then there's no foolproof way to make sure that the owner of the carbon, the woman, according to this shita that we're discussing with Blazer Rabbi Yosi, would not be mefagel the carbon b'machshavto. This is the kasha of Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Gdol Achren. The teretz of Rabbi Yosef Engel is a very interesting one. He says that even if the Rambam the Chinuch say that Machsheves Pigel could be chal, can be put on the carbon in a way that would passel the carbon, even b'machshava, that's only true if the one who's doing the pigel is the one who's actually shechting or being mekabel the dam or being zorit the dam, whatever it is, while he's doing the avoda, he could think and that would passel the carbon. it's strong enough to passel when he's the one doing the avoida. However, according to this shita, where there's a bailam standing in the background, the back of the azorah, or there's a woman who's bringing this carbon soita, and she's thinking machshev is pigel, that would not be enough. There, everybody would hold that it has to be expressed verbally, and therefore, whatever we would say according to Taisus, that you could watch your lips, would be true according to Taisus, according to the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Kasha is not shver. The question is, what's pshat? If you hold that Machsheva's pigel is enough, even if it's not expressed verbally, why should that be true if the one who's being mefagel is the Baal? And this brings us to a very crucial distinction in understanding all different areas of halacha, legabe things that are expressed, halacha ramifications of thoughts that are expressed verbally as opposed to just thought in one's mind. What exactly is the halachic definition of these two? And what's the ramifications of this categorization? So I'd like to explain Rabbi Yosef Engel's distinction as follows. There are two ways of understanding pigul. One, the Torah was mechadish. One could bring a carbon. And one brings a carbon that that does whatever the carbon is supposed to do. The carbon is mechaper. He's yotzi dechevosoi. Then the boss becomes mutter to the bailam, to the mizbeach, and so on and so forth. All the different processes that make up the totality of a carbon. However, one can explain this concept in saying that when the Maisa Avoida is done, by thinking a Machshev is pigul, that is, the Kohen, let's say, we pass in Lalocha, that only the Kohen could be Mefagel, not the Bailam standing in the background. What does that mean? That means that the Kohen, who's the Oved, per se is doing a Maisa Avoida, with his mind thinking that the Avoida he's doing should be, when he thinks an improper thought, Shalal Lishmo pigul, what he does with his mental activity of Machshevas Psul is he redefines what he's doing not as a Maisa Avoida Ksheira, but as a Maisa Avoida Psula. By thinking that he's shechting an almanas to eat the basar next week, he turns his action, he's able to redefine his Maisa, his action, into a Maisa Psula. Without his Machshava, the Maisa would have been a Maisa Avoida, which is Machshir the carbon. With the Machshava Psula, his Maisa is a Maisa, which is a Maisa Avoida Psula, which passels the carbon. That's one way of looking at pickle. Or we could say that no, without this Lomdus, the Torah was Mechadish, that by thinking a certain thought, that renders a Psula in the carbon. When Tosfos tells us, above Metziah Daf Mem Gimlam and Beis, that pigul or shaloi lishma has to be expressed verbally, what Tosfos is telling us is that any thought which creates something, it's not enough when it's a thought. Since dvarim shebelev la'avid dvarim, a dibur we know has halachic power. A neder is created by a dibur. A shvua in bezn or out of bezn is bedibur ba'alma. A bracha is bedibur. Tvila is bedibur. There are all sorts of halachas and all sorts of mitzvahs that are in the sky in bedibur. Machshava itself, fleeting thought, cannot create any halachic change or status in halacha. Therefore, Taisu says, in order for the pigul to be a dover ha-poiseles, it has to be expressed verbally. But Taisu, the Rambam disagrees with this, but the Rambam only disagrees based on one very simple idea. The Rambam understands that it's not the machshava which is passeling the in pigul. What's happening is, by being the b'machshava's psul, what he's doing is he's turning his act into an act of avoida psula. It's not a thought which passels. Thought can only define what a person is doing. L'moshel, if we hold that a mitzvah has to be done l'shmo, if we hold that a mitzvah has to be done with kavana, mitzvah's tzvichas kavana, it doesn't have to be expressed verbally. Because over there, the act of picking up the lulav or eating matzah is what the mitzvah is. If he doesn't think that he's doing a mitzvah, so then his act is not defined as a mitzvah. If he thinks that he's doing a mitzvah, it doesn't have to be expressed verbally. Why? Because it's not the thought which is creating the mitzvah. The picking up of the lulav is creating the mitzvah. A person could think, like we say, for nine bismorgan, he can think as much as he wants about doing a mitzvah. If he doesn't do it, it's not a mitzvah. But when he does it, he has to have together with what he's doing with his hands, he has to have a thought process in order to define what he's doing as a ma'aseh mitzvah. When a kohen picks up a shechita, when a kohen picks up a knife or a klishos and he does a ma'aseh avoid in the base of English, and he thinks psul, he thinks pigul, that renders it an avoid of psulah. For that, you don't need a dibur. Therefore, even the Rambam and the Chinuch that agree, that, I'm sorry, the Rambam and the Chinuch that disagree with Tosfos, and they hold normally that pigul and shaloi lishmo would not have to be expressed verbally, that's only because it's only part of the ma'aseh avoid. But what about the Bailam who's standing in the back of Azorah? The Bailam is standing in the back of the Beis HaMikdash. He's watching the Kohen do the Avodah. And all of a sudden he thinks to himself, Machshav is Psul. What's that? That's a Machshav Ba'omah. That's nothing. That's just a fleeting thought. Would that be able to pass on the carbon? Here the Rambam and the Chinuch would be moided to the Taisus that no. It's only when you're doing the Maisa Avodah that the Maisa Avodah could be redefined as a Maisa Psul al yidei your thought process. You could redefine, redirect, re-establish the basis of your act by thinking and bringing that thought process into the act itself. But a thought process which has no maisa behind it has no validity. So therefore, it's not shver, the kasha, that according to the Rambam, then the woman could, the soita, could stand there and she could think. If she's not doing the ma'isa avoida, then the only way it'll pass on the carbon is only when she says it verbally. Only a dibur has toik of itself. A machshava will have a halachic power to passel if it's a way of defining the ma'isa that was done. But a machshava ba'alma cannot do it. A machshava ba'alma will have to be combined with a dibur in order to passel the carbon. This is the tshuva on Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha, and this is a very fundamental concept in defining different areas of halacha when we need a dibur and when a halachic change could be affected with thought process itself. I'd like to bring out a few interesting examples of the same idea. There's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Reisha in Dalit, which is the halachas of writing Sefer Torah, Tvilin, Mezuzas, Hilchas Ksiva Stam, and we know there's halachal Moshe Nesina that Stam, in order to be kosher, has to be written Lishmo. One writes a pair of Tvilin, and one does not think that he's writing it L'shem Kedusha's Tvilin, or for the same price, baking matzahs according to some Rishonim, besides writing Stam, there's also tying of the Tvilin, tying of tzitzis, according to many poskim, putting schach on top of the sukkah has to be done lishma, and so on and so forth. The Torah in Siman Reisha in Dalit Paskin, that when one is dipping the klaf, the unfinished skin of the animal, into the solution in order to turn it to be ma'abid, what's called ma'abid, which is the tanning process, to turn it to kosher klaf in order to have kedushas, tefillin or mezuzah, whatever is being written. The halach is, it's not enough for him to think he's doing it lishmo. He has to say out of his mouth that he wants it to be l'shem kedushas tefillin or mezuzah. Why does he have to say it out of his mouth? The Torah brings b'shem, the Sefer Trumis, which is based on the concept, the same concept we discussed Tosfos in Bava Metzia, that lishmo is not enough to think in one's mind in order to give something kedushas tefillin, or mezuzah, he has to say it out of his mouth. Tzorich loitzi b'svosov, and the same thing like pigul, like Tosfos, as we said in Bava Metzia. And the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch brings, in Yerudei Reishan Dal, the Ramo brings to be machmir in this. And this is Taka our minig. Whenever we tie the kesher of tefillin, whenever we make tzitzis, we say out of our mouth, l'shem kedushas tefillin, l'shem kedushas tzitzis. What's interesting is there's another halacha over there in Yerudei Reishan Dal, and that is the halacha of askoris lishmo. The Gemara learns out of Menachos that besides for the essential lishmo of something being made, the klaf, or the writing of the tefillin, or the tying of the tefillin, which has to be done l'shem kedushas tefillin, or l'shem kedushas mezuzah, l'shem kedushas tzitzis, and so forth, there's also a separate kedusha, which is called kedushas askorois, which is the kedusha of Shem Hashem. A sofer, every time he gets up to Shem Hashem, when he's writing tefillin or mezuzah, has to think that he's writing with a special giving of Kedusha to the Shem Hashem that he's writing, Kedushas Haskaris. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch say that he has to think that he's saying Lishma. He has to think Kedushas Haskaris. And it's not brought down Laloch to be Machmir to say it out of one's mouth. Tachreinim Shtel on this. How could this be? If we're Machmir Lahalocha for the Shita of Rabbi Natam of the Sefer Trumis, that Lishma has to be expressed verbally, like Taisim Bavin say, why should this not be true on Kedushas Haskaris? And Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Sefer, the Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi Al-Rama, basically explained this idea in the way we're explaining by Pigel. And he said like this. When klaf is turned into, when skin of an animal, raw skin of an animal, the raw hide, is turned into klaf, into something that has in the Kedusha's tefillin, there a process is being chal in the skin itself. In order to turn the skin into something it's not, it used to be just a piece of animal skin. Now it's turning into something that has Kedusha's tefillin. When one writes, one is taking a piece of klaf, a piece of parchment, and by writing some letters on it, he's turning it into a chefetz, a chefetz shel Kedusha, of tefillin, of tzitzis, and so forth. In order to render that process complete, he has to say out of his mouth what he's doing. Why? Because the thought process itself is not enough. It would seem, Chaim says, that Kedushas Haskaris is not, Kedushas Haskaris is not a process of turning something into something else. He doesn't turn the klaf into something else. The tefillin is tefillin. There's a seven halacha that Haskaris has to be written with a certain level of Kedusha. But it's not turning into something else. The word, the Shem Hashem in the Tefillin is part of the Tefillin, and it has Kedusha's Tefillin by being written, the Shem Tefillin. The fact that it has to be written with a higher level of intensity, a higher level of concentration, it's a Machshava L'chud. Why? Because over there, all it is a way of redirecting the focus of what he's doing to do it with more Kavanah, with more Kedusha. But it's not a process of turning something into something else. When something has to be turned into something else, like we said, to take a carbon and to turn it into pigul, there that has to be done b'dibur. The same way a neder, a shvu is not enough for machshava, it has to be done b'dibur. Anything that's turning, that makes a chalois, that creates a new mitzius, a new reality, in halacha has to be done b'dibur. Machshava l'chud loy sagi. Dvarm shebelev loy avidvarm. But where the machshava itself is not turning something into something else, the Kedushas Haskaris does not turn tefillin into tefillin with Kedushas Haskaris. When he writes the Shem Hashem, it has Kedusha that the tefillin has to have, it has Kedusha's tefillin, and also his mice of writing has to be a mice of writing with a Kavanah Mesuyemis. It's enough to think the Kedushas Haskaris, to think L'Shem, Kedusha Shmo Yisbarach, in order to render his mice as a more intense mice of Kedushas Haskaris. This is not the same point that we're making legabe different types of pigul. Legabe is something which is b'machshava, as opposed to which things need to be expressed verbally. There's another example. Rashi in Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph says that truma b'machshava hu b'kriya. This that the Gemara says over there, that one could be mafresh truma b'machshava, is dafka when he makes a verbal kriya. He has to be kairishem. Meaning to say, there's halacha that truma can be separated even without actually picking up one apple and moving it out of the pile of apples, without even taking off an apple off the pile and calling that apple truma. One could look at one specific apple and one could be miyachid. It's called truma b'machshava. Rashi explains, as we said in Gittin Daf Lamed Aleph, that b'machshava is not b'machshava l'chud, it's verbal, which is a pellet. Because the halacha is that a maisa afrosha, if one would pick up the apple and one would think in his mind that he wants this apple to have on it a shem truma, that would be enough. It's clear in the Mishnayos and Trumas that way. And the Rishonim already asked this kasha on Rashi. What's the difference between, l'mashal, there's a Mishnah, ilem, of a person who's dumb, shehifrish hafrashosu afrosha. Even though he can't say it out of his mouth, it's afrosha if he picks up an apple, and he thinks that this apple should be truma, it's chal. So why does Rashi say that when he thinks in his mind, it's not enough, he has to say it? Why does he have to say it? It's clear in the halacha of Ilay, not that way. L'chayr, the pshat is mamish the way we said. where the person who's being mafrish, the Elaim, the person who's dumb or anybody else is being mafrish, biyodayim, there all he needs is a mental process to be miyached that what he's doing is a ma'aseh frasha. That would be enough thinking. Why? Because the mental process is not what's creating the shame trum. It's not what's being matter the kri. It's the act of picking up the apple, which is the hafrosha. The mental process is only there to define that what he's doing is hafrosha's truma. However, when a person doesn't do a maisa hafrosha, he's standing with his arms folded, and he's looking at the apples, and he's thinking that apple should be truma. There's no act over there of hafrosha. Could a mental process itself create effect change? No. Dvarim shebelev lehavet. Dvarim, there he would need a dibur, which would be like a maisa neder, in order to affect the chaloy shem truma, which is mamish the same thing as we're saying in pigle. There's one type of pigle which is chal bid dibur, which would passel the carbon. And there's another type of pigle which is not bidibur, it's only b'makshava, because over there the makshava is only a way of redefining the thought process as a maisa avoyde psula, as opposed to a maisa avoyde ksheru. There's another machlok sushen, which is somewhat connected to this type of concept. It's in Arachayim Simon Tov Lamed Aleph in the Beis Yosef. The Ran and other Rishonim have a machlokes if bitl chometz is enough bil lev. Other Achronim want to explain that the lomdus of this machlokes is somewhat similar to what we're saying. What is bitl chometz? Some Rishonim explain that bitl chometz is a process of actually removing the chometz from one's rishus. A person has chometz, he'd be over on Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze when the Zman Isser comes around, on Erev Pesach, in order to be mafkia his bailus, in order to affect the removal of the chametz from his rishus, he has to verbalize that he no longer wants the chametz. Why? Because a mental process does not affect any change. A person cannot affect a change in the ownership status of the chametz by thinking about it. He has to express that verbally. That's what some Rishonim hold. The other Rishonim that hold that bittel is enough b'machshava, don't argue on this basic concept. They don't say that a mental process is enough to affect change. What they say is that what's happening that bitul chametz is not a change. What they explain is that be'etzem, as soon as the Zman Isser comes around, like the Rishonim say in the beginning of Psalkim, the Torah was moitzi the chametz b'shusay. Shnei dvarim, eine b'shusay shalodim, v'asoy ha'kosuf kilu ein b'shusay. One of them is chametz b'pesach, meaning that be'etzem, as soon as the Zman Isser comes around, the Torah removed the chametz b'shusay. If he wants it, we know he wants it because it wasn't mevatel, then the Torah says, oh, you want it? Okay, we'll leave it in your rishus. We'll leave it in your rishus in order that you should be oivram by your rabbi yimotze. But if he doesn't want it, so then the Torah did its own thing, the Torah took it out of his rishus. Bitl chametz is only a way of expressing koidim azman that he doesn't really want it. If he does that in his mind, that's not called a firm expression of self that he doesn't want the chametz. Of course it is. A mental process is enough to define what a person wants and what a person is focused on. So he determines that he doesn't want the chametz, and then the Torah took it out of his rishus. But if he himself, with his bitl chametz, has to effect that the chametz is yotzer mishusoy, that has to be done b'dibur, because a mental thought cannot affect change. We're saying this is true by pigel, by shalai lishma, as we said. It's true by, we said also by a shoymer, who wants to be considered as being Shaleach Yad in a Pekodin. It's also true, like we said, the interesting parallel in Ksivas Stam and Ksivas Askoris, Bekedushas Askoris. It's also true by Afrosh's Truma, the difference between a mental process and between an act of Afrosh's Truma, which is accompanied by the Yichud HaMaisa Yidei, his thought process. And it's true by Bitul Chametz. So this is a very basic concept which shows itself in many areas of halacha, and it's an important distinction to internalize.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.beishavad.org. office@bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.